You know, for the last 2,000 years, Christmas has taken different forms of expression and customs, both secular and sacred. But there are some basic characteristics of Christmas that I see established in the first century in the Scriptures that I think should remain. And so just for a few moments, I want to put in your minds three words. The first word is adoration. The second word is anticipation. And the third word is amazement. If you would, and if you have your Scriptures, turn into Luke chapter 2. Leah Frick did a wonderful job reading Mary's portion of Scripture in Luke chapter 1. I would just take that second step and go into chapter 2 and just show you the three words that I think ought to be a part of our participation in this Christmas celebration. First word I told you was Christmas is adoration. And let me just put this in your mind. Christmas is all about the adoration of Jesus. Would you agree? The worship of our Lord and King. It's not about shopping. It's not about the hustle and bustle. It's not even about family. It's about Jesus. That's why we have Christmas. Christmas is about the adoration of Jesus. If you look down in chapter 2 at verse 21, just briefly here, it says in verse 21, "And when 8 days had passed, 8 days from the birth of Christ, he was preparing for the circumcision." And it says 8 days had passed before his circumcision, and his name was then called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. See, back in Luke chapter 1, verse 31, the angel Gabriel was speaking to Mary, and he said, "And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call him Jesus." Jesus' name is Yeshua. In the Old Testament, he would have been known as Joshua. Yeshua means the Lord's salvation, or God saved. So when Gabriel looked into the eyes of Mary and said, "You're going to have a son, and his name is Jesus," he was saying, "This is God's salvation for you." It's his name. His very essence is salvation. It's not just a name we say, Jesus. It's not just Jesus. It is Jesus is God's salvation. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, and seeing how Joseph, the father, had heard about this, it says, "The angel said to Joseph, 'She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus.'" For here's the definition of his name: "For he will save his people from their sins." After Jesus had ascended to heaven, Peter picks up on the same theme, and he says in Acts chapter 4, "And there is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we can be saved." Jesus. So it really is about the adoration of Jesus. If you look on in the text, or just listen on, after the times of preparation and naming him Jesus and the circumcision, it was some 40 days later, it says, and when the days for their purification according to the law of Moses were completed. And I know that it was 40 days. If you look back in the Old Testament, a woman who had just given birth was not purified after that birth until 40 days according to Jewish law. But after those 40 days, they brought Jesus to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, "Every firstborn male that opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord." And so Mary and Joseph went to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, and they offered a sacrifice according to what was said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves, two turtle doves, or two young pigeons. So Christmas began with the obedience of worship, to adore the Lord, to present Jesus before God the Father, and God the Father says, "This is the salvation that has been offered for you." Is that a characteristic of your Christmas? Since the very first days, it's always been about worship, about the adoration of the Lord. There's also about the anticipation Around the world, there are presents under trees. And I don't know about your house, but my house, there are some kids that are very excited and anticipating some great things. They were just saying on the ride up here, oh, it's so exciting, we get to home maybe and open something tonight. Perhaps. And I don't know, I this isn't my testimony, maybe it's the testimony in your home. There, I've heard that there are some people who actually have been sneaking around for weeks looking for things in hidden places. There have even been some of you, and some of you adults, I know you're guilty, it's already on your face, you opened some gifts years ago when you were a child just to see what was in there, and then rewrapped that present. Yeah, the guilty ones are among us, I can hear them snickering. There is something about anticipating the greatness of what is to come. And there is a man in the scripture we'll see in Luke chapter 2 that was anticipating for years in his life for the very gift of salvation from the Lord. His name was Simeon. You'll see in verse 25 that Christmas to Simeon was about the anticipation of Jesus. And there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. His name means God has heard. The man had been crying out to the Lord for various things. And it says in the scripture, this man was righteous and he was devout. I see in this passage, just briefly, I just want you to kind of see it in the text, Simeon was anticipating four things. The first thing, his anticipation was about family. Family is important, and it says, and we just sang about it, the anticipation was, he says that he was looking for the consolation of Israel. The Holy Spirit was upon him. What does that mean, the consolation of Israel? Kind of fancy terms, huh, children? It means he was praying and looking for, anticipating God's help, God's rescue, God's salvation plan to help Israel, his family that was in darkness. He loved his family, but he knew they were in darkness and desperate need of salvation. So he was anticipating help from God to save them, the Jews. In verse 26, you'll see that he was anticipating much about his own life. It says in verse 26, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he, Simeon, would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. God had promised him, before you die, you'll see your salvation. This is what is true from Scripture. If you don't see Christ for who he is before you die, if you don't see him as salvation now, you'll see him as a judge later. He is here to be seen while you're alive. And the Lord has promised. You need to see him. Here he is. Jesus, Yeshua, God saves. No one else. Simeon also anticipated his death. Every one of us will die someday. I just went to a funeral of my grandfather this past week, whom I love dearly. He's like a father figure to me. He came to his end. Simeon knew he was coming to his end as well. It says in verse 27 that he was anticipating his death, but it was going to be a better journey in his death. In verse 27, he came in the spirit in the temple. And when the parents, Mary and Joseph, brought in the child Jesus to carry out for him the custom of the law, then he, Simeon, took him, Jesus, into his arms, blessed God and said, now, Lord, you are releasing your bondservant to depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation. Death is different for those who have the peace of the Lord. Would you agree? When you know Jesus and the salvation he provides. And Simeon was anticipating dying. He wanted to do it in peace, the peace of the Lord. He was anticipating about his family and about his life and even his death. He concludes, there was anticipation as you're unwrapping this gift. It's for the world. Verse 31 says, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light of revelation to the Gentiles and glory, or that revelation of your people of Israel. So both the Gentiles and the Jews, this gift was being brought to. Jesus, the salvation of God, has been presented to the entire world. That's some anticipation. Isaiah 52 verse 10 says, "The Lord has bared His holy arm in the sight of all the nations, that all the ends of the earth may see the salvation of our God." Christmas is about adoration of Jesus. It's about the anticipation of Jesus. And finally, Christmas is about the amazement of Jesus. I hope that characterizes your time of celebration this weekend. In verse 33, after experiencing all that Mary and Joseph had, it says his father and his mother were amazed at the things which were being said about Jesus. Are you amazed still of what's being said about Jesus? That He is the salvation? That this isn't just a time of celebration because it's on a calendar, but are we still amazed at Jesus? That He has come into this world to save sinners like you and me. People who are far separated from God in and of ourselves. But there is forgiveness at the cross. There's a renewing at the cross. There is an eternity, but it begins at the cross. Is your Christmas about adoration, anticipation, and amazement? Amazing love of Jesus. And in just a few moments, we're going to turn off the lights. I trust you have a candle. If you don't, you can raise your hand. A deacon will get you a candle. This is what I know. And Simeon was there in that first century, and at that first Christmas, if you will. It was dark. He saw the sin nature of all of his people sitting in the dark. He could not see in the dark. You can't see in the dark. But Jesus came and He was the light. And when there is light, you can see. It's amazing how even in pitch black darkness, back in a back cave, if you've ever been there, where you can't see squat, you look at your hand in front of your face and you can't see it. And all it takes is just a little bitty spark of a light, and it can illuminate an entire room. And Jesus came. He was that little spark. He was the little light, and it flowed. And Simeon said, "My eyes have seen your salvation."